This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You are listening to Lesson 7 of
Tafsir Surah Shura by Shaykh Dr. Haytham Al-Haddad Hafizahullah.
Brought to you by Islam21seed.com. Articulating Islam in the 21st century.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. As you know, we are doing the tafsir of Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42. The surah, the name of, or the title of the surah is Ash-Shura Consultation. And we said number of times that many scholars said that this surah, of course, is a Makki surah, but its main topic is to talk about revelation. That's why we see that Allah Jalla wa'ala spoke about revelation a lot in this surah. And we will see that throughout this surah. In fact, last time we started with the first part that talked about that talk about revelation. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. That is the first part that talked about revelation. This is what many scholars have said, but we said that we notice that the surah speaks also about the qualities of the believers. And you know, in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah Jalla wa'ala, although Surah Al-Furqan is a Makki surah, Allah Jalla wa'ala spoke about the qualities of the believers. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا, until the end of the surah. But if you notice that these qualities are focused on the qualities of individuals. But the qualities that are mentioned in this surah, Surah Ash-Shura, I mean, they are the qualities of the individual that are needed in order for them to live together. Okay? That is a fundamental difference. And that's why we said that this surah is, although a Makki surah, but it has some qualities of a Madani surah, and that was proven because the surah was among the very last surahs that were revealed in Mecca, as if it was a preparation for the ummah that is going to build a society in Medina, as it was a preparation for Muslims, to build their society, their state, their country in Medina. So that's why the surah mentions some of those qualities that believers have to have in order for them to build a society. Okay? To live together. And we mentioned some of those qualities. We will mention them when Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, when Allah Jalla wa Ala said, in fact, from different places, but anyway, when Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا, starting from that, وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا, if they become angry, they will what? Forgive. And then, وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. This is a fundamental quality that their matters or their affairs are decided based on what? Based on shura. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ. If they were wronged at, or anyone committed any kind of aggression, they will, of course, they will take revenge or they will defend themselves. But Allah Jalla wa'ala said, after that, after approving that they have the right to defend themselves or take revenge, Okay, and we'll talk about that in details. Although they have that right, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. The one who forgives and the one who tries to reconcile, yeah, he will have his reward with Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yes? So again, forgiveness and reconciling are two important qualities for people to live together to build their societies. Yeah? And Allah Jalla wa Ala approved that وَلَمَنْ انتصر بعد ظلمه فأولئك ما عليهم من سبيل. Those who took revenge, or those who maybe retaliate is the wrong way, but they defended themselves in a way that maybe they have acted or they have committed what was committed against them. Yeah, generally speaking, don't take it yani with the details. We'll talk about the details later. They have the right to do so. Yeah. Then again, Allah Jalla wa Ala warned against ظلم. إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. Warning against ظلم. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala says again, ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. Those who have sabr, yeah, means have sabr towards the mistakes of others, yeah, or even the aggression of others, and those who forgive them, of course, that is one of the noble matters. Yeah. So these qualities are unique, to be honest with you. Yeah. The qualities that talk about forgiveness and how people can live together, and the quality of shura are unique for this surah. But this surah is a Makki surah, as we said, and Makki surahs normally talk about matters related to Iman and Tawheed, but this is what we said, that this is yani the unique, one of the key unique qualities of this surah, as if it is, although it is a Makki surah, but it talks about Madani subjects, and the explanation of this, as we said, that it prepares the Muslim, or as if it was preparing the Muslims to build their own society in Medina. Therefore, yeah, looking at this and looking at the wahi, the revelation that was mentioned number of times, we can say that this surah is talking about the main two components of how people can govern themselves. They need wahi and they need what? Shura. Yeah, they need wahi and they need shura. And we will elaborate on this more once we come to the shura issue. Moreover, brothers, if you notice that this surah, to prove this point, you notice that this surah talks about ikhtilaf a lot, about disagreements a lot. Yeah? As if it says, in this atmosphere of ikhtilaf, yeah, disagreements between people, if they want to build a society, to live together despite their differences, how are they going to live? How are they going to build a society? They need wahi and they need shura. Okay, is it clear? So this is the atmosphere of the surah, and this is the theme of this great surah. Okay, last time we started talking about the second part of the surah, which is about revelation. In the beginning of the surah, we said that Allah Jalla wa Ala praised himself. Yeah, Hamim, Ayn, Sin, Qaf. كذلك يوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك الله العزيز الحكيم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العلي العظيم. Yeah, Allah praised himself. And Allah introduced the concept of wahi, yeah, to humanity, because this is what? This is a matter of praise for Allah Jalla wa Ala, that he does not leave people without guidance. Okay? And also, this wahi, Allah Jalla wa Ala praises himself and tells people what he wants from them. Then, after that, of after these six ayat, Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke about wahi, and many scholars consider this as a second part of the surah. And it started with وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Yeah, and the meaning of that is, as we said, likewise, we reveal to you a Quran that is Arabic Quran in order for you, Muhammad, to warn Umm al-Qura and everything, all towns around Umm al-Qura, which means to make indhar of the entire humanity, as Allah Jalla wa Ala confirmed this in number of verses in the Quran. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have sent you to the entire humanity, and that was confirmed in number of verses in the Quran. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, so you will warn the people of Umm al-Qura, which is Mecca, and the people of the towns around Mecca as well. And we said that Allah Jalla wa Ala started with the inzar, although in some ayat Allah Jalla wa Ala started with the bishara, with the that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bring glad tidings to believers, but in most of the ayat, the inzar preceded the bishara. Warning preceded what? Preceded giving glad tidings. Yeah, and we spoke about that. Allah Jalla wa Ala concluded that ayah, verse number 7, by talking about the reality of this life. The reality of this life is fariqun fil jannati wa fariqun fil sa'ir. A party from the people will go to hellfire, and a party will go to paradise. Or the other way, fariqun fil jannah, a party will go to jannah, and the other party will go to hellfire. Okay, we spoke about that. Okay, then Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. I think we explained also this ayah, that had Allah Jalla wa Ala willed, Allah Jalla wa Ala could have made them. Them means what? The entire humanity. As what? As one ummah. How? Allah Jalla wa Ala could have made them on either all misguided or all what? Guided. Yeah? But why Allah Jalla wa Ala made us like this? Okay? Why Allah Jalla wa Ala made us like this? Okay? وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala, we will see why Allah Jalla wa Ala made us like this. Okay? But he concluded in this ayah by saying, no, they are not going to be one nation, either على الكفر سواء طيب or على الحق سواء. ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون. Means hadn't people would be on kufr, all of them will be kuffar, we would have given the kuffar incredible things, that people will say, oh, they were given those things because they are on haqq. Yeah? So the people all will be misguided. No, Allah Jalla wa Ala did not want all people to be guided, and he didn't want all people to be misguided. He wanted that some people will be guided, some people will be what? Misguided. Yeah? We will elaborate on this more now. Okay? So Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. Allah, okay, admits whom he wills into his mercy. In the dunya and in the akhirah. In the akhirah, of course, it is the jannah. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. The wrongdoers, the ظالمون. Yeah? The ظالمون, they have committed ظلم against themselves. They have committed ظلم mainly against themselves by what? By worshipping other than Allah Jalla wa Ala. They will not have anyone to support them on the day of resurrection. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Yeah? They will not have a close companion to intercede for them. They will not have a nasir, someone to give them any kind of help or support. Yeah. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala says, أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا. Those ظالمون, in reality, and instead of taking Allah Jalla wa Ala as the wali, as the close companion to them, no, they have taken what? Other than Allah Jalla wa Ala as awliya, means as close companions. Close companions, what does that mean? It means that they are closer to them than anyone else, means that they will seek help from them, yeah? They will make dua to them, they will invoke them. When they wanted something, they will not ask Allah Jalla wa Ala, because Allah Jalla wa Ala is not close to them. They will ask those partners, yeah? Because they believe or they feel that those partners are closer to them than Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yeah? So Allah Jalla wa Ala says, in reality, am ittakhadu, am here, am, although it comes like a question, am ittakhadu, no, in it means bal. Yeah? Bal ittakhadu. Indeed, they have taken beside Allah Jalla wa Ala, min dunihi, beside Allah Jalla wa Ala, awliya. Yeah, awliya means close friends or companions. And instead of taking Allah Jalla wa Ala as their closest companion, okay, they have taken other than Allah Jalla wa Ala as their closest companions, the closest helpers for them, the closest people, the closest ones that they worship. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala says, they miss the point. They missed the point. Why? Because فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِي. Allah is al-wali, is the close companion who looks after anyone. This is the meaning of wali. Wali, okay, مَا لَهُم مِّن وَلِيٍ وَلَا حَمِيمٍ. Wali means, in Arabic language, a close person whom will give you support if you need. Yeah, this is wali. He is a close person, okay? He will give you support when you need. That's why wilaya, okay, or even wala, it comes from closeness to you, not just the closeness to you, yeah? Both of you are endorsing each other and support each other when you need, okay? When you need each other. So Allah Jalla Ala saying, Allah huwa al-wali. And Al-Wali is one of the names of Allah Jalla Ala. That's why you can call someone Abd Al-Wali. Yeah, it is one of the names of Allah Jalla Ala. And this is, of course, it is clear that this is one of the names, because Allah Jalla Ala says what? فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِي. Yeah, this is one of the names of Allah Jalla Ala. And as we said, the meaning of it is the guardian, the supporter, the close one to you. فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِي. How are they taking awliya beside Allah Jalla wa Ala, and Allah Jalla wa Ala is the wali? Not only that, he is the one who what? Gives life to deaf people. وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Yeah? And not only that, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He overpowers everything. Or maybe the better translation is to say that he is able to do anything. Yeah? He is able to do anything. Okay. Now, this ayah, the meaning is clear, as you can see. But this ayah is telling them that even you did not use simple logic. Yeah? You took these as awliya, as your helpers, supporters, guardians, and you made dua to them, you wanted them to help you, but they are helpless. And Allah is the one who, what? Allah, he is the real helper, a real guardian, a real supporter. Yes? He is the one who gives life after death. He is the one who resurrects people. Yeah? He is the one who owns, okay, life and death. And not only that, he is able to do anything. Despite all of these, you did not take him as what? As the wali. You did not worship him. That does not make sense. طيب. And as we have said a number of times, that Allah Jalla wa Ala created in us, yeah, the fitrah to worship Him. And if we use our aql, our intellect, correctly, we will be guided to worship Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yes, as we mentioned this number of times. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Haven't they walked around, traveled? Yes. Haven't they have عقول, قلوب, that they think about? We mentioned the difference between عقل and قلب last time. But they would have thought, pondered. If they have thought and pondered, use their عقل correctly, they will come up with a conclusion that what? That Allah is the only God and He needs to be what? He needs to be worshipped. Once we say that they use their aql correctly, as we said last time, please remember this, brothers. The aql is not the only, is not the function of the brain only. Yeah? The aql is the function of a combination between the brain and the heart. In fact, the real aql lies in what? In the heart. Yeah? The real aql lies in the heart. And maybe I have mentioned to you or not, that even now they discovered medically that the heart has nerves or has, neuro cells. Yeah? That has the ability to think. Okay? They have discovered that. And maybe if you go online and do some search, you will see that they have tested, they have done so many strange tests that when they move the heart, the actual physical flesh, from one body to another body, the other body will start having the feelings of the previous person. Yeah, so that flesh is not just flesh. It is a flesh that has an element of what? Of thinking. Okay, that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala linked the real aql, okay, to the heart more than He linked it to the brain. Because the main functions are carried out by the aql. And you can say, we can say also, that it is a combination between the function of the heart and the function of what? Of the brain. Now, if the person uses his aql, which is the combination of both, he will be definitely what? Guided. Yeah? No one, okay, can claim that he thought about the existence of God and thought about Islam, and then he found out that his aql does not accept that. Yeah? No one can claim that. If someone were to claim this, okay, you will see that this person has an element of hawa, desire, or arrogance inside his heart. He doesn't want to submit to what his aql led him, which is what? Which is that he is a slave of a supreme being. Okay? And that's why the fitrah, we said that Allah Jalla wa Ala created us upon fitrah. Where is the fitrah? Again, the fitrah is something that created in ourselves, created in our hearts, or created in the aql, which is a combination between the heart and the mind. So if a person uses his aql, in fact, he is using his fitrah as well. That's why he will be guided without a shadow of a doubt. Because he will be using what? He will be using the quality that Allah Jalla wa Ala created it in him. Which is what? Which is the fitrah, that there is no God but Allah Jalla wa Ala. Okay? طيب. So, again, there are countless number of rational proofs in the Quran. Yeah, rational proofs in the Quran that, listen, if you want to worship someone, yeah, There is no one worthy to be worshipped except who? Except your creator. Yeah? طيب, if someone said, I don't want to worship someone, طيب, again, he will never feel content internally. And the Quran has confirmed this in a number of verses, as we have said. Then after that, after these verses, Allah Jalla wa Ala, look, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned what? Wahi. Okay, so he introduced the concept of wahi. طيب, right in the beginning of the surah, when Allah Jalla wa Ala says, كَذَلِكَ يُحِي إِلَيْكَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And then just now, which is what? وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. After two ayat, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Yeah? Allah Jalla wa Ala, he mentioned that he created people مختلفين. There will be party in the fire of hell and there will be party in the paradise. Yeah? Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned اختلاف, differences explicitly here in this ayah. Okay? وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whatever you differ on, then, okay, its judgment or the judgment on it belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is maybe a literal translation. And the meaning, literal translation and general meaning, which is clear. Yeah? Anything, the ayah says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Okay? The translation here, and whatsoever, and in whatsoever. Yeah, this is a better translation. In whatsoever, min shay, in whatsoever, anything. Yeah, in whatsoever, you differ. Okay, the decision thereof is with Allah Jalla wa Ala. Okay. What is here? Some scholars said Allah Jalla wa Ala is informing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad, when you differ with the mushrikeen, tell them that the ruling or the decision belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Okay? The decision belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. The decision is with Allah Jalla wa Ala. So whatever you differ with the mushrikeen. Some other scholars said no. Yeah, like Ibn Kathir. He said, Al-Ayatu Amma. Anything that you differ over, all people, يعني the entire humanity, between Muslims and Mushriks, between Muslims and Kuffar, or within Muslims themselves, if they differ over something, whatever that is, then the decision belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. طيب. The decision belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala here. فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. حُكْمُهُ. حُكْم here is not a verb. It's a noun. حُكْم. Yeah? It's a masdar. What does that mean? Because if it is a noun, مثلا فَرُدُّوهُ, like in the what is mentioned in the other ayah, فَإِن تَنَزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. When you differ over something, رُدُّوهُ means they refer it. But here the ayah did not say فَرُدُّوهُ. It says فَحُكْمُهُ. The decision belongs to Allah, or the decision is with Allah Jalla wa Ala. So some scholars said it stands as a verb. As the ayah, the other ayah says فَرُدُّوهُ. Refer it to Allah. This is one opinion. Yeah? The other opinion says, no, you might differ over something, and the haqq lies with Allah Jalla wa Ala. You might know it, you might not know it. The real judgment is with Allah Jalla wa Ala. We might know it, we might not know it. But definitely the decision, what is right, what is wrong, is with Allah. This is another opinion. A third opinion, yeah, it says, whenever you differ over something, okay, refer it to Allah by saying, we don't know, Allah knows best. طيب. Anyway, it doesn't look that there is a major difference between those opinions. They complement each other. the haqq belongs to Allah or the haqq is with Allah, we have to refer any matter of differences between us to the book of Allah Jalla Ala and to his sunnah, the sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We need to refer this difference between us to Allah. To Allah means to his book. Okay? To Allah means to his book and to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay? And also, we need, if we differ over something, we need to say, Allahu Alam. Yeah? But it doesn't mean once we say that Allahu A'lam, it doesn't mean that we don't know. In many matters, we know. A man came to Umar ibn al-Khattab, asked one man, he said, what is, I forgot exactly what, he asked him something, and the man, it was a simple question. The man said, Allahu A'lam. Umar ibn al-Khattab said to him, يعني you don't know, or you don't think that I know that Allah knows. Of course I know that Allah knows. I want you to answer the question. طيب, not to tell me that Allah knows best. I know that Allah knows best. Which means that, yes, Allah knows best. But we know the rulings of so many things. Now, this ayah has introduced the concept of what? Ikhtilaf. Here, the ayah says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Okay, it means that we are going to what? To differ. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
How? How? That we are going to differ anyway. Where did you take this from? This is in the other ayah. We'll come to that ayah of Surah Hud. Uh-huh. No, but from this ayah. Excellent. This is one. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. This is one. It is clear that Allah, had Allah Jalla wa'ala willed, He would have made them or made us as one ummah. This is one thing. And then that was confirmed when Allah Jalla wa'ala says what? وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. When you differ, refer it to Allah and His Messenger, which means that you are definitely going to what? To differ. Which means that the difference, and the other ayah, Allah Jalla wa'ala says in Surah Hud, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. And they will never cease but to differ. Means people. طيب, except those whom Allah Jalla wa'ala have bestowed His rahmah. Now, some scholars said, does that mean that the people of rahmah will not differ? Yeah, in Surah Hud. Because Allah Jalla wa'ala says, they will not cease but to differ. They will continue what? To differ, except those whom Allah Jalla Ala have bestowed His rahmah on. Does that mean that those whom Allah Jalla Ala bestowed His rahmah on will not differ? Are you following me? Is the question clear? Yeah? What is the answer? This is one interpretation, that the people of rahmah, they will not differ. But the other correct interpretation, that no, they will differ. Yeah, they will differ. But the people of Rahmah, their differences are included in the Rahmah. Yeah, so it doesn't mean that they are going to differ and they will continue to differ. It doesn't mean that these differences will be a source of what? Adab. No, they are. These differences are sources of what? Sources of what? Of rahmah. Please listen carefully. This is one of the fundamental concepts. Here, the scholar said, yeah, The differences between, first of all, before we talk about the differences between people, this confirms that Allah allowed those differences. Allah wanted people to be different. This is the first, yani you can what hashtag that or make it Allah wanted people to what? To be different. Allah wanted humanity to differ. This is a divine law. Okay? In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Allah in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in this ayah, Allah Jalla wa Ala created everything different. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. The first thing, Allah Jalla wa Ala sends water. Yeah? Allah Jalla wa Ala what? Yeah? What? Allah Jalla wa Ala, because of this water on the earth, ثَمَرَات, fruits will come out, will grow. Those ثَمَرَات are مُخْتَلِفَة. They are different. Agree? This is the first thing. This is the first thing. مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ. And among the mountains, there are roots in the mountains. And those roots in the mountains, جُدَد means roots in the mountain. And those roots are مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا كَذَلِكَ. They are different. And the jibal themselves, the mountains are also different. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala, so this is, you know, the fruits are مختلفة, the crops are different, yeah? We have so many vegetables, we have so many fruits, we have so many seeds and so on, agree? So many plants and so on, so many, yani, landscape, agree? No two mountains are the same, no two roads in the mountains are the same, yeah? No two... Even weathers are the same. So the landscape is completely different to other landscape. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, even the animals are different, even the human beings are different. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ. Yeah, and if among the people and the dawab and the an'am, مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ. They are different. Yes? So Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted this. And no need, in fact, no need to bring a dalil from the Quran and Sunnah because we see it. Agree? We see that people, in terms of color, they are different, as Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned. In terms of their mental ability, they are different. In terms of what they like, what they don't like, even people, what? They are different. They are different. You, as if you... may say, you can say that no two people are exactly the same, even the twins. Yeah? طيب. Now, this is the first concept, a divine law, that Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted people, wanted humanity, wanted the creation to be different. The second point is, what is the second question that we should ask? What is the second question? Huh? Why? Yes, this is the second question. Why? Why Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted people, animals, everything, landscapes to be different? Why? Huh? How? How it is mercy? Difference is mercy?
Because we are all the same.
Uh-huh.
It would be too much conflict, maybe everyone
will
be the same.
No, if we are all the same, there will be no conflicts. There will be conflicts when we are different.
Yeah.
will be boring. طيب, to show the قدرة of Allah جل وعلا. Yes, excellent point. But someone might argue the قدرة of Allah جل وعلا can be shown by what? Created human beings, but all the same. And mountains, but all the same. Yeah. Trees, all the same. But he showed that he can create different things. It is true that this shows the قدرة of Allah جل وعلا. Yes. طيب, no, the brother there. Yes, brother. Yes, Different purposes. Yeah, okay, good. Yes, Saad?
If they all are same, that would imply they all have the same beliefs, and that contradicts the previous ayah we just discussed.
Which is? Yes. طيب, why Allah Jalla wa Ala, okay, did this, okay, partially is this, that it doesn't fulfill the wisdom of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yeah? Allah Jalla wa Ala al-Khalaq. And Allah Jalla wa Ala, yeah, he wants to create, okay, and he likes to reward people, and he likes to punish them if they go against his will. So this is his majesty. This fulfills his majesty. Okay, if the word fulfills his, is yani correct word. طيب, this is his majesty. Yeah, this is one thing. The other main thing is what? This fulfills his majesty from another perspective, which is what? Testing people. It manifests. Yeah, ahsan. Manifest is better than fulfills. Yes. Yeah. It manifests his majesty. Okay, which is what? Creating people, first of all. Rewarding people, rewarding some and punishing others. And the second important principle, that this life is created as a test. This is a fundamental reason. And it is one of the key divine laws that people in many times forget, which is what? Testing. Allah created this life, created us with different abilities, different colors, different nations, different backgrounds, different, in order to what? To test us. Okay? خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم, to test you. Created death and life to test you. إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنا بلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا. We created this land and we have decorated this earth to test them. إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج to test him, نبتليه. Okay, many verses in the Quran confirms that the reason is what? Is to test people. And this is the ultimate aim of Sharia. Now, people talk about aims of Sharia, and they say ultimate aim of Sharia is to what? Maintain the welfare of people. This is, astaghfirullah, لم ينزل بها قرآن ولا سنة, to maintain welfare of people. If Allah Jalla wa Ala, yeah, wants to maintain welfare people, the men maintain the welfare of people or of a humanity, he wouldn't create calamities. Yeah? And if they say this is the sunnah kawniyah, this is the sunnah kawniyah, but not the sunnah shara'iyah, طيب, we say even that is wrong, because at one point the sunnah kawniyah has to meet the sunnah shara'iyah. What Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted to happen and what Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded us to achieve. Okay, it is impossible that humanity achieves what? Achieves the welfare, the best welfare system in everywhere. Why? Because Allah created calamities. Yeah, so this goes against what he created. Okay, طيب. So what is the ultimate aim of Sharia? The ultimate aim of Sharia is to what? Pass the test by glorifying Allah Jalla Ala. Allah created this life to test people. Okay? To test people. And if we combine between this ayah, خلق الموت والحياة, or the other similar ayat, for example, وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ليبلوكم, means he created everything to test you. With the other ayah that Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون, I have created a jinn and ins for one purpose, which is what? To worship me. Here he said to test people, and he said, and here he said what? To worship me. Is there any contradiction? No contradiction. Worshipping Allah Jalla wa'ala is how to pass the test. Is it clear? This is the test and this is how to pass it. Both are same. Yes?
Can you say also the reason why Allah uses the jinn and the ins as an example is because the differences between the jinn and the ins, but the malaika, they have, some ulama, they say the malaika have no jinn. They're the same, so...
Yeah, so the result of the test is what? يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. And this manifests his majesty, جَلَّ وَعَلَى. At the end, and this is the theory, we need to understand the theory of this life. Allah جَلَّ وَعَلَى created it as a test. Those who pass the test, by worshipping him, they will what? They will be admitted into the rahmah of Allah جَلَّ وَعَلَى, and that manifests the majesty of Allah Jalla Ala. This is the summary of this life. Is it clear, yeah, brothers? Is it clear? Yes or no? Tell me. I want to know. Yes, no, what? طيب. Is it clear? طيب. Okay. Now, this is the second main concept, that this life is a test. Allah wants people to be different in order to what? To manifest or to fulfill that test. Okay, now understanding this principle is so useful. So useful. Why Russia is bombarding our brothers and sisters in Syria, and look at the people in Syria being killed there. Yeah, it is a test. It is a test from Allah Jalla Ala. Test for them and test for us as well, whether we are going to help them or not. وَلَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Again, to test you whether you are going to support them or not. Is that clear or not? Yeah? Some Muslims, and please listen to this, I have received so many questions from different people. They are saying, oh, we had enough with the differences between Muslims. Yeah? We had enough. I say to them, I had enough as well. طيب, but this is life. This is life. Life is a test. Why Allah Jalla Ala allowed Muslims to differ on ideological things? To test them. Why Allah Jalla Ala created kuffar and Muslims? To test us. Clear? And maybe I have mentioned this story with Al-Ma'mun. Have I mentioned it? Al-Ma'mun once. Okay, Al-Ma'mun, he was a scholar, although he had this issue of Khalq al-Qur'an, but he was a scholar. And all, in fact, all the Khulafa were scholars at that time. Yeah, he was an Abbasi caliph, and he used to sit with people. One time, he saw a Muslim who left Islam. He left Islam. And then he told him, you used to be Muslim. Al-Ma'mun, the caliph, he said, yes, I used to be Muslim, but I left Islam. He said, why? You need to tell us, because if there is a doubt, we will clarify it to you. If there is no doubt, we will apply the Hadd, okay, which is capital punishment, because you made Ridda. So the person said, I left Islam because there are so many differences in Islam. I was confused. And many people do say this now. صح? Yeah, there are so many differences in Islam. I don't know what is what. So Al-Ma'mun said to him, Ya Habibi, salli al-Nabi. طيب. He said, first of all, the differences, we have two types of differences. One are minor differences. Yeah? كالاختلاف في كيفية الصلوات والأذان. These are minor differences. And some of these minor differences complement each other. This is one type. This is, I'm rephrasing what Al-Ma'mun said to him. He didn't say to him, Ya Habibi, salli al-Nabi. طيب. Okay. But I'm rephrasing what he said. And then the second type is, yes, there are some major differences between what? Between Muslims. Then he said to him, if there are no major differences between Muslims over the deen, then there will be no test. Look at this. Yes, there will be no test. There will be no purpose of life. Clear? Look at this. Very profound answer. Then he told him, طيب, are you telling me that, because that man became Jewish, he changed his religion to Judaism. Then he told him, are you telling me that there are no differences in Judaism? Are you telling me that there are no differences between Christians? There are. So why, when it comes to differences between Muslims, we make a big fuss out of it? When it comes to the differences between non-Muslims, yani this is yani diversity, and this is in order for people to learn how to tolerate each other and to, yeah, subhanallah al-azim. And now, whenever, yeah, they always discuss this, who speaks for Islam? طيب, who speaks for Islam? Okay, who speaks for Christianity? The Pope. He doesn't speak for Christianity. Because what? As you know that Christians, they differ in everything, all of them, yeah, just agree on one thing only one thing. And I have confirmed this. I'm not expert in this field, but I have asked the yani experts. طيب, all of them said that Christians, they agree on one thing only, which is what? Huh? No, not even that. Huh? Jesus what? Yes. That Jesus came to save humanity, or to sacrifice. He wants to sacrifice himself for humanity, or he dies for, okay, the sins of humanity. طيب, this is the only thing they what? طيب, they agree on. Otherwise, who is God? They differ. Who is Jesus? They differ. What is the relationship between God and Jesus? These are the fundamentals. Yeah? They also differ over that. So, but people don't say that this is a big issue. I've been told, this brother Arib al-Islam, he was a Christian, he was a priest. He told me, do you know that there are more than 1,000 Bibles? Yeah, there are more than 1,000 Bibles. And let alone the interpretation. Yani if each one has 10 interpretations, then we will have what? 100,000 interpretation, 100,000 form of Christianity. I mentioned this, I always mentioned. Next to my house, there are 3 churches. None of them, those who pray in this church, they don't come to this church. And sometimes I thought that the church down the road is for blacks. Yeah? But I saw some black people come to the other church. طيب. But خلاص, this is their church, this is the other church. And yeah, alhamdulillah, we don't have that much. Okay? And those who have major differences in Islam, we clearly say that you are not Muslims. Those who differ in terms of who is Muhammad? Is he the final messenger, not the final messenger? We say, khalas, you are not Muslims. Don't force yourself to. If you want to be Muslim and known as Muslims, you need to believe that Muhammad is the final messenger. If they believe, مثلاً, if they believe that Ali or Hassan or Hussein, they were better than the Prophet ﷺ, we say to them, khalas, lakum deenukum wa liya deen, you have your deen, and we have our own deen. Okay? If we differ on the fundamental issues, it is clear that this is Islam and this is kufr or this is not Islam. So, those differences, Allah allowed them to happen to what? To test us. Okay? Now, the differences, there is a lot to be discussed about differences, because this surah talks a lot about differences. Yeah? And this is the beginning, just the beginning. The differences between people in general can be the very fundamental differences, such as iman and kufr. Now, within believers, there are also major differences and minor differences. طيب. The last thing we will mention now, and we will continue the discussion later, is differences between Muslims a form of rahmah or a form of adab? Is it a manifestation of rahmah, of mercy, or is it a form or manifestation of adab, punishment? Is it something to be praised or something to be dispraised? Is it a good thing or bad thing? It depends. If there are major differences, then what? Then it is a bad thing. Okay. If there are minor differences, it is a good thing. Yes?
I mean, even if the major difference between Muslims, if there's Islam, at the end of the day, then that becomes a good thing. But if there's no reconciliation between, say, two parties, then that becomes a bad thing.
طيب, يعني, are we saying that the differences between Muslims should be reconciled and resolved, so there should be no differences between Muslims? It should be, يعني Allah جل وعلا allowed four madhahib to exist. صح? We have four madhabs to exist. So, this means that in order to be an ummah of mercy, we should not have four madhahib. A form of mercy, to have more than one option. Okay, so the variety of options is a form of mercy. Yeah? Is this applied along the road? يعني you can be Sunni, you can be Shi'i, you can be Rafidi, you can be Qadiani, you can be...
No, not to that level, because you have the source or the guidance, which is the principle of the Quran and the Sunnah to follow. And Allah created
us. يعني we are talking about the minor differences. The minor differences are form of mercy. Is this what you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, أخي.
We were talking about when differences are mentioned, there can't be differences in aqidah. For example, make differences that can make you for Islam, these are not allowed. But if there's differences in fiqh, for example, the way...
So the differences in fiqh are minor differences and they are praiseworthy. Yeah, so
some sort of principle where another person's difference is 99% is for me, 99% of person's wrong, but 1% is right. There's a chance for someone to be right and wrong at the same time. But we're not responsible for that in that sense.
طيب, so the conclusion is what? The differences in fiqh is what? Is praiseworthy, is good.
Yeah, Allah shows rahmat,
so. Differences on fiqh. But differences on aqidah are bad.
Yeah, they can be bad because
طيب yes the brother there. طيب okay we'll answer that inshallah next week. جزاكم الله خير. Do you have any question? Huh? طيب think about it, yeah? Think about it until next week, yeah? And inshallah we'll talk about it. Questions? Yes, Afi. Yeah.
In the caliphate, and you know, so it isn't the like, you know, center of Shia living in the Abbasid caliphate. So, extracting lessons from there, how did they achieve to coexist? I'm not going to say that, you know, they united or whatever, but how did it happen that they coexisted at the same time?
Yeah, the question is the brother is saying that during the Abbasid period, okay, and the beginning of the or the end of the Umayyad period. There were some sects, major sects in Islam, such as the Shia, for example. Yet, they were living under the one umbrella, which is the Khilafah. So how did they manage to live under one umbrella? Is this your question? طيب, we'll talk about it, inshallah, next week. Yeah. Yes? Yeah, what do you mean?
But that's my question. That there are many things we differ on.
And the hukum is, does not belong to Allah.
Yeah.
So the question is, okay, the question is, the ayah says, وَمَخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Anything, whatsoever. طيب, you differ over. Okay, then you have to refer it to who? To Allah and His Messenger. But we differ on so many things that we do not find the answer is, we don't find the answer is in the book of Allah Jalla wa'ala. This is the question.
We don't need to refer it to Allah.
Yeah, what is better, iPhone or Samsung? طيب, for example, okay, this is one of the points that I was planning to speak about next time, inshallah. Yes. That's it. طيب, any other question? Yes.
You know, you mentioned the ayat in Surah Fatir about the difference Allah created the
Surah Al-Hajj.
Surah Fatir.
Surah Fatir, yeah, sorry, I made the mistake, yeah. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Yes. Okay, I said Surah Al-Hajj.
Yeah. The wisdom in it concluded, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good question. What is the ayat of Surah Fatir when Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned that he sent water and the water created different fruits and okay, and there are different people, etc. And then Allah Jalla wa'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ Indeed, those who fear Allah Jalla wa'ala are the scholars or those the scholars fear Allah Jalla wa'ala. We will come in one of the ayat of Surah Ash-Shura, when Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ That the ilm can be a source to solve the differences and can be what? If there is no justice, if there is no taqwa of Allah Jalla wa'ala, then that ilm will add to the differences. Okay? So, as if Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying that the ilm will solve the differences between people or the scholars will admit that these are differences and those differences are normal, natural differences. طبعاً, this is assumption because this is not a tafsir. This is يعني تدبر, reflection. It might be right, it might be wrong. طيب, any other question? بارك الله فيكم جزاكم الله خيرا